Happy gay summer, everybody. I am Mel Barrett. Welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we question the F out of everything. Except today, we're doing something a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit less true crimey, a little bit more gay summery. We're going to be welcoming our friend and your favorite teacher, Jimmy, aka Auntie Deb, to the pod. And we're just going to be free. We're going to free ourselves from the constraints that society puts on us. And we're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. And we're going to do that very soon. Jimmy tells me he is only going to be 10 minutes late. So on the other side of a quick break, I'll talk to y'all. And then Jimmy will come. And who knows what's going to happen. Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, allegedly.
I'm Smile.
Happy Monday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie. Happy gay summer, Mel.
Happy hump day, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm not humping anybody. I'm Rebecca Lavoie.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
Oh, no.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and my mic is muted.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and that's Briscoe.
And welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we swat the haters aside with our astute takes and humor and joy.
Oh, the joylessness of those people. Blags.
You hear it first in the break in the story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth and the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look. It's not the truth, there's a shadow line running through the room. Something's off, something's off. You can feel it in the bones. Something's off, something's off. When the facts won't come home. Something's off, something's off. And the case won't stay in place. Something's off. We're the ones who chase.
We're gonna go members only.
Yeah, we're the ones who chase. Wait, did that witness just blink three times? Something's off.
Something's off. Do you guys like our song? It's a little bit of an earworm. Lots of new people in the chat. Glad to see y'all here. Lots of people who haven't been in the Lindsay Clancy chats, which makes sense because it's a disastrous turmoil, trauma, spiral of horribleness that is still very important, and I feel like I need to cover it. But I'm glad you guys are here. Because I was like, am I getting shadow banned? I talked about this on the earlier stream I was on this morning at 9. my co-host, my regular co-host, Rebecca Lavoie, we call her Big Bad Red or sometimes Big Brown, has been on vacay since last week. And I've had a bunch of co-hosts. And I had planned to have Jimmy on at the end of the week to go out with a bang. But this week, I'm like, what's going on, you guys? It seems like I'm being shadow banned. So I asked the question, am I being shadow banned? Or do you just hate me when I'm by myself? And the results were a mixed bag, I'm not going to lie. There were some people who were like, yeah, we just miss Rebecca. And I'm like, okay, you guys. Okay, I see you. Then a lot of people were like, no, the Lindsay Clancy trial is really incredibly depressing. And a bunch of law tubers are following it. So we're not tuning in. We love you. We're here with you. But, you know. And then some people were like, yeah, it's you, Mel. I was like, well, at least you're honest. I mean, I appreciate honesty. So Jimmy's going to be here soon. I have some big gay topics on my mind, but if there's anything that you guys really, really desperately want us to talk about, throw it in the chat. Also, don't forget to like the video. Help me out with this algorithm. It's the bane of my existence right now, and I don't want Rebecca to come back and be like, oh my God, our numbers were so low when you were on. We're almost at 11,000 subscribers. If you are not a subscriber, please go subscribe. If you haven't liked the video on your way in, please go like the video. And if you want to send a super chat, I am open to it. I love the super chat. YouTube does take 30% from us. So if you want to come at it a different way, we do have options for tipping, which I personally prefer. I'm sure Rebecca prefers it as well, because we get to keep almost all of that money, and that helps us keep it moving here. So if you want to do Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal, there's a QR code at the top for the Venmo, and then all the other tipping apps are up there. I've also pinned it in the chat because I'm serious about it. Tip your server, please. Also, we love you guys and we appreciate you. And honestly, the tips keep the lights on and the tips keep it moving. Jimmy and I are going to be on another show tomorrow. So you're going to get back-to-back Jimmy and Mel shows. We're going to be doing the fundraiser for Adam Deitch's campaign on Emily C's channel around 7:45-ish tomorrow night. So Saturday night, 7:45, Emily C, be there or be straight. Come hang with us again. We're going to try to be good kids on Emily's stream, because we have a tendency to go off the rails and it's a shit show usually. Yeah, we can play a question game with Auntie Deb. Of course we can. If you got questions for Auntie Deb, put them in the chat. And then next week, Rebecca's going to be back on Monday. So I'm going to do a stream in the morning updating you on the Lindsay Clancy case on day 9, which is currently live. But I do it a day after to make sure that nothing too disturbing is on the stream. And tomorrow night, 7:45, Monday, 8:30 a.m., we're going to be talking about all the shit that is happening with Aiden and these cases and the sanctions and the motions to compel. We're also probably going to talk about the Sandra Birchmore federal investigation and... what else is there? Oh, there was a status hearing for Karen Reed. There's a bunch of stuff to talk about on Monday. So Monday, 8:30, where it's going to be jam-packed. And then we'll be back that night, 5 p.m., with our members only cross roast, which is a rollicking good time. Rebecca usually gets a little toasty. She drinks some frosé while I try to give her secondhand embarrassment by making her watch testimony from Karen Reed 1 and 2. Usually I win. Sometimes I get embarrassed myself, though. That happens a lot, actually. All right, who's over here? Who's over here in the chat? Who are these people? The Glara. I think people mean to say, that's very kind of you, Will. I think the people mean to say they miss your dynamic with Rebecca. I'm sure they do. I think there are a lot of people that don't like me, which is totally fine. I am an adult. I can handle it. I don't need to be liked by everybody, but the numbers are taking a hit. Rebecca's spy name is Red Parrot. That tracks. Yeah, I know you guys. I'm just joking. I know a lot of you are just like, I can't deal with the Lindsay Clancy case, and I get it. I totally get it. I've been watching every minute of it. It's a lot. It's a totally a lot. Don't focus on the negative shit. Okay, Cassie. I'm not focusing on it per se. Let's see. Hi, Lori. Hi, Mama Cuddles. These people suck. Mel is awesome. Thank you. I'm not fishing for compliments either. I really am I'm like, what the hell is going on? And a couple of other subscribers have been like, are you guys getting shadow banned? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm saying fuck too much. Rebecca really wants me to, well, I think she wants both of us, but mainly me, because I say it a lot, to simmer down with the cursing, because apparently it demonetizes us. I said this in my last stream. I would love a list. If any of the creators out there have a list of all the words I'm not allowed to fucking say, I would appreciate it, so I can post it in front of my face while I'm in the pod and not say the words. Yeah, I know. There's a lot. And that's the other thing. There's a lot of really big channels that are covering this case. And if you want legal analysis, you should definitely go over there, especially to Bob and Ali's channel, Defense Diaries. I am recapping and we're talking about women's health and mental health and the insanity defense over here on this channel. I'm just recapping. We don't go through all the testimony. We mostly cover the cross-examinations because the prosecution is so utterly ridiculous in this case. Yeah, I see a lot of you saying you're avoiding Lindsay Clancy. I get it. Hit the like, peeps. Do it. Okay. You're the best, Mel. Fuck the haters. Fuck them. Fuck the haters. Hey, Roxanne. Hey, Jen. Everyone's just avoiding the Clancy trial. Yeah, I already answered this question, but yes, let's play a question game with Auntie Deb. I have a few, like I said, I have a few topics that I'm going to give him an option on because I know there's some things he doesn't want to talk about. I am going to get the shenanigans out today so that we can be respectable human beings on Emily C's show tomorrow, 7:45 p.m. Hey, Mary Malarkey. Okay, let's see. We're all on the right stream the first time this afternoon. Okay. Hey, I apologize for this profusely, but earlier I've done 10, this is my 11th stream, I think, maybe 12th stream since Rebecca's been gone last week. And I had two other shows to do last night that had nothing to do with this channel. Yesterday, I think I was on for 7 or 8 hours. And it takes a lot of energy to do this. And this morning when I went to jump into my regular old stream, I jumped into the wrong one and the audience was split between the two and I didn't figure it out for a good 15 minutes. And that's mostly because I'm sleepy. All right. Jimmy is now 12 minutes late. Nice job, Jimmy. Romy, thanks for being a member for 3 months. We can talk about my new obsession with Mahjong. Mahjong. Are you obsessed with Mahjong because of the interview with, what was her name? Christina, that Aiden did about the Lauren Matthias situation. God, there are some crazies out there, y'all. There are some crazies out there. I know Emily runs a tight classroom. We've already given her a heads up. She's trying to figure out a game for us to play to keep us like corralled, to keep us, you know, on the straight and narrow, I guess. Gotta be Deitch. The rest need to step aside. I really wish they would. Dr. Wolf, Stimples. I really wish they would. I will be on my best behavior on Saturday. I hope so, Nefarious. We're going to try. We've already talked about it. We're making a game plan. I think we're going to have a safe word. I'm not going to tell you all what that safe word is, but you'll know it when you hear it. Kill Duck Mary with the KR characters game with Auntie Depp. Okay. I'm starring this one. I'm putting it aside. Perhaps we'll do that. Yeah, Emily. He did one of me, I think, of the Garbage Pail Kids. And I think he called it Mel the Muff Diver or something like that. Rebecca sent it to me. Let me see if I can find it. I will show it to you. My God, Rebecca's so far down in my text messages because she's on vacation and I don't get to talk to her as much as I normally do. Maybe she didn't send it to me. I'll have to have Jimmy pull it up. He did one. I think he did it as like an example though, so I don't think it's like an official one. Let's see. I don't know anything about Mahjong. I used to play it on the computer back when like we played Oregon Trail. I played Mahjong. But I know everybody's like into it right now, but it feels to me like the pickleball thing, like a bunch of old folks, like a bunch of boomers started playing pickleball and now it's a professional sport and they play it in high school. I feel like that's what's happening with Mahjong. It was like a bunch of old folks. There was that Mahjong drama between like the four grandmothers. And do you guys know what I'm talking about? It was like on TikTok, I think. One of their granddaughters started recording it like these women were a reality show because they were having drama within the Mahjong group. It was Rebecca loved it. It was fascinating. I didn't get to watch the whole series. Rebecca did. How can we get Rebecca Froze recipe? We can ask her when she's back on Monday for sure. I'm assuming she just pours Froze into her frozen ninja machine, which we both have now. Thanks to all of our generous supporters on with our Amazon wish list. we both have a Froze machine and a Blackstone, and some beautiful, wonderful person out there sent me a brand new Keurig that has like a carafe and a Keurig, and you guys know how much I drink coffee. So that was an amazing gift. Blairer is right. Mel, stop. Stop, Miss Blue says. Rebecca who? You know her. You know Rebecca. Good morning. Not everyone has to like us, and that's okay. Yes, it is, Michigan 58. You're my favorite. Don't tell Rebecca. I think she knows now because she's probably watching. It's not you. It's Clancy. It's not the nut. It's not you. It's me. It's not you. It's Clancy. Oh, there's lots of people that wouldn't like me. Dr. Wolf's dimples. I have a list. I have a list of bitches. Look at Will being a sweetheart. Will's always a sweetheart in my opinion. Opinion. I have my TV on and laptop going at the same time, ADHD in full force. My family knows, like I walk around the house with sound playing. It's either in my earbuds or in my pocket. It's either, you know, videos about Karen Reed or true crimey stuff or the news or something like that. But I cannot, I used to be really good with silence. I used to be really good with like just having the space. Jimmy says he'll be right up. I'll believe it when I see it. But I think ever since the panty, I've been like, I've needed stimulation, like I've needed stimuli. And so I always have something playing. There's always an audiobook. Something's going on. Our teacher taught us we can't carry heavy stuff around. So I don't watch the Clancy trial. I understand. I'm Mermaid. I know you're like, please stop saying people don't like you, but I'm telling you people have said it. So it's totally fine that they don't like me. Totally fine. Totally fine. No cursing would be hard for me too. Yeah, I have a really hard time with it. That's why we have the swear jar. Rebecca has it at her house. And so what I heard was in my earlier stream that Jolene said that her brother's cousin dog told her that if you don't swear for like the first 30 minutes, you're good. You're good and you don't get demonetized. So I should probably try that. I've already failed. We're 17 minutes into this and I have failed miserably. The list is in no way a quick reference. Oh, great. Jimmy, where are you? They want to know. Do you think coverage of this Clancy trial isn't being pushed out by YT because of the circumstances? Just a thought. Yeah, could be. I mean, again, I think it's because a lot of creators, like a bigger creators than we have here. I mean, we only have 11,000 or not even 11,000. We're 10.6 or 10.7 subscribers here. But some of these big channels are, you know, like the LawTube channels, Peter Tragos, Melanie Little, The Defense Diaries. They're covering it from the legal aspect. Justice Served is covering it. And I'm not covering it. I'm not covering the whole trial. I'm not showing anything that has to do with the violence that happened to the children. I'm focusing solely on Lindsay Clancy's mental state at the time that this happened. So that could have something to do with it. But, oh, Rob, thanks for gifting a membership. If you got that lucky membership, let us know in the chat. And also, don't forget to renew your memberships, guys. Like, the membership numbers, like, fluctuate so much because people just forget to renew. Oh, Shell Hell got it. Shell Hell 69 is now a member. Oh, Casey. Casey said, loved you on, oh my God, I'm forgetting the name, the pod yesterday with the GEO political guy and cool girl. So that was Maggie Freeling, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and one of my good, good friends and is a lovely, beautiful woman. And her partner in life and love and revolution, Greg Stoker, who is running for Congress in Texas. Really good people. I was on their show last night called Hope This Finds You Well. And it's on their RFG media page. And I think it's under the umbrella of Colonial Outcast, which is Greg's show. He's got, I think, 70 or 80,000 subscribers over there. So we had a great time. It was a good show. We talked about all the cases I'm working on. We ended up talking about the Proctor and Sean Good text because a new case just happened in LA where a police officer recorded audio of fellow police officers in the recruitment office being like horribly racist and homophobic and misogynist and all the things that some of these cops are proving to be. And when he reported it to his supervisor, he didn't fall under any kind of whistleblower thing. And they are now charging him with wiretapping, illegal wiretapping, and it could be a felony. So very similar to the Veronica Rodriguez case, very similar, obviously, to Karen Reed. It was a good cross section. We ended up talking about that and Pam Smart and Karen Reed and all the things. So it was great. Oh, Mistake 8, thanks for being a member for 2 months. I think everyone's numbers are down right now, too. Yeah, I've been hearing that. It's summertime. It happens in the summer. I've just been like, they're like really down. So I'm assuming it's the Lindsay Clancy stuff. Because like when I did the show with Emily the other day, the numbers were up again. So it's good. Let's see. Somebody just did a bunch of memberships. Hold on, I got to find you. Where'd you go? Aw, thanks for the $2, New Hampshire woman. No one disses my fellow Tri-City area girl. Thank you. You're very sweet. You're very kind. 1977, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. Gifted 5 somethings off memberships. So generous. Love ya. Thank ya. Don't forget to renew. Oh, we got someone waiting backstage here. Who's this guy? Hello, you've reached Parry's Nut House. Parry speaking.
Hi, Parry. I was wondering, do you guys have any beds open?
We've only got a half a bed open for you. What's your name, hon?
Only half. You don't got none of those 1/4 beds?
No, we've only got the half beds available right now. We're a full house. It's summertime. It's gay
full
summer.
Full house, half bed. I'll take 2.
Get your face in here.
All right, give me a second. My power went out and I was like,
oh, Jesus.
I got to restart. I restarted it. Give me a second.
Okay, restart it. Go do it. Go do the thing you need to do.
What's going on?
Okay.
How's your gay summer? Right.
It's fucking hot, man. I am, it's like I'm in the pod. The pod doesn't have any AC. I got 15 fans on me. I sound like I'm in a wind tunnel and it's like I'm schwitzing. It is so humid here. I hate it.
I hate the humidity.
I hate it. Makes my hair crazy. I'm very curly today.
Me too.
And yeah. So anyway, what happened to your electricity?
It's stupid. I plug too much for you. Yeah. It's just too much. I can't have like more than a few things going on at once. I don't know. It's an old apartment, so it's like I understand. It goes, all right, give me a sec. Give me 1 sec. Okay.
All right, bye. I'm like talking to him like I'm on the phone. I'm like, all right, bye. Talk to you soon. Catch me on the flip side. What is happening here? Mel, for me, it's not you. YT probably doesn't like the Clancy. Yeah, I know, guys. I know. It's okay. I'm just complaining to complain. And also, I want the numbers to get up. So go like the video. Okay, hold on. My home feed is full of videos from channels I've never watched. It's annoying. There he is. Look at his curly hair. Why are you small? Okay, there we go. I love your hair. It's super cute.
Thank you, Anya. This is what happens in the heat. I got some Clancy takes. Not from me. They're from my sister.
Sure. Oh, tell me.
I don't watch. I can't do dying children. I just can't. I can't do it. I can't. So she's yelling at me last night and she says, like, you never saw. Okay. I know you said you wouldn't, but you really need to get into the Clancy case. Lots of things are not adding up.
Oh boy.
I said, it's too much. And what do you mean?
No.
She goes, her body temperature, 82 degrees after being outside and this is a barrage of texts, like a barrage of them. After being outside for 10 minutes, he called 911 almost 10 minutes after being home. House was silent. It was dinner time. Calls 911, then he says, where are the kids? And then waited that long to look for them. The oldest one was 5. It was dinner time. He said he traveled to work for a few times, mainly to New York. Guess where the new wife is from? He married her very quickly after all this. He had a secret life. He wanted them dead. He did it, I'm convinced. He drugged her and everything. And then said she jumped out the window. Evidence shows she was still clinging outside the window, still on the house. Everyone testifying about how wonderful she was and the best mom. How to commit suicide was found on his laptop. No fingerprints on the evidence bands.
Oh my God.
DNA found on the kids could be his or hers. She said she has absolutely no memory of what happened that night. How? She kept journals. She said she was tired, having dark thoughts, never once about harming kids. He's the only one who said she said that. Her best friend testified for 26 years. BFFs. Tired. Feel like a zombie. Have some thoughts of hurting myself. Sobs in court. Not him. Not even one tear. You don't believe me?
Okay. Your sister has been on TikTok and going down the rabbit hole of these crazy. She's wrong on so many things she just said. Christ, why are people doing this? You know what it is? It's because they cannot believe that that a mother could do this. They just can't believe it.
They don't want to.
And so they're trying to like find reason, and they are in the like Chris Watts of it all, like the guy who killed his wife and kids. And
yeah,
I understand it, but
it was late when she sent those two. Like,
of course. I mean, the thing I worry about, though, with TikTok, with some of these videos that are coming out on TikTok, is that Patrick is going to start getting harassed or doxxed or swatted or whatever they might do to him. He's the husband.
I don't even know the names.
He's in total support of Lindsay. He testified. They each have a civil suit against all the doctors. Like, I don't want this family to be hurt anymore. And we just need to. She's already admitted to it. She's taken full responsibility for it. Like, let's get to the sentencing is basically where we're at. But anyway, I can't. I had a bunch of people. We were talking about it this morning because I had to do a stream this morning at 9. And I was just like, you guys, look at the evidence. Don't just listen to what people on TikTok say to you.
No, I.
They were wrong about the fingerprints. They're wrong about DNA. They're wrong about the exercise bands. They are wrong about timestamps. They're wrong about all those things. It's in the evidence. It's just, the evidence has to be parsed a little bit. So everyone's like jumping on it, you know?
I think at the end of the day, she like goes on her phone and like doom scrolls and then it's late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. You don't know my friend Ellen, but the other night I'm like, I had been streaming like all day and I was just like laying down on the couch to watch some Scandal. And my friend Ellen called me like FaceTime and I didn't answer. And she literally was like, call me back in all texts. And I was like, oh shit, something bad happened. And I call her and she's holding up her phone and showing me TikToks of this conspiracy theory. And she's like, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I get it though.
I know. I get it. I get it. I got it. I guess I got it. Stephanie, Mel and Jimmy, great way to start the weekend, right? Thanks for being a member.
No shit.
I know.
So are we on it early tomorrow?
7:45, my friend. Or at least that's what she told me.
In the morning?
In the PM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Because we got a text and I was like, she was like, you guys are on at 8 or something, 7:45,
8.
I'm like, I won't.
Excuse, you want me to raise money at 7:45 a.m.?
You think I'm, and I can't talk about.
Really?
Is that what?
Do you think that I'm.
You like my shirt?
I can't see it. Oh, is this because I'm a lesbian? I can play it.
This is yours, right?
Yeah, it's ours. You're like, where'd this shirt come from? I'm just fucking wearing it.
Yeah. And I got the other one. You got the whack job one. And then I got the gay summer one. I love them.
Oh, Rebecca went
Everyone
all out
stares
with you,
at
huh?
this shirt when I wear it in public. And I feel like I went to the dispensary the other day. And I feel like there was like there was one in real life lesbian right there. Like right out in the wild. They let her out of the zoo. And now they give them jobs, I guess. And
was she wearing regular clothes? Was she being normal? What was she doing?
I wouldn't say normal. You know what I mean? Right. As normal for them as they can be. And she was like staring at it. And I'm like, what do I say? I'm like, if someone says something, what do I say? And then I realized,
it's a podcast.
I'm going to be like, this is my sister's podcast. I was going to say, you're my sister.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be a big stretch. But anyway.
Is this because I'm a lesbian?
Is that you? No, who said that?
It's from like Law and Order or something like that. It's from it's from Law and Order. Thanks for becoming a new member, Lindsay, with an E. Love
Thank
it.
You, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay. Every time I wear, so I have a whack job shirt, but I have the old school one that I made that is just like a black t-shirt with like giant letters that say whack job. And then underneath it's like local and state police in Massachusetts. And I went to an Airbnb last weekend when we went to the Rehoboth, the gay beach here. And I walked up to the host at the Airbnb and he was like this really handsome, like boomer gay boy. And he was holding like these shears to cut the hedges. And mm-hmm. I was wearing a shirt that said whack job. And he was like, oh no, whack job. And I was like, oh, hedges. And he's like, oh, I'm not trying to kill you. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a whack job. It was just like, but everywhere I go, when I wear that shirt, everyone's like, the fuck is she really like, what's wrong with her? Why would she right. wear that?
So you guys don't get it.
You don't get it. You're not part of our club.
You don't got it.
I have a laundry list of gay things to talk about. Some gay shit's
yes, happening. Let's go. Let's go.
First of all, thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Mel and Jimmy. I've been looking forward to this fun way to usher in the weekend. Thanks for being a member for 7 months. She's OG. Okay. I have a list. I'm going to give you options. You tell me what you want to do.
Yes.
Do we talk about Perez?
I was thinking that too. Okay.
Do we talk about your valid truth journey?
Because that Ooh, was okay.
shit. That was some gay shit. Do we talk about what is going on with our girl Ariana Grande?
Okay.
We'll start with those three. And then the audience might throw out some questions for you. I told them they could.
Okay. I'll take out Grande.
Okay. Let's talk about your valid truth journey.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. What prompted you?
Truth and validity and journeys and bullshit. It was just, I don't know. Okay. So here's the thing. I don't get angry or upset. Yeah. Really. I really don't. I try not to. And when something pisses me off, like really pisses me off to the point where I'm like, I gotta fucking say some shit. It takes a few days. So it's like something will happen. And then I think I need 2 or 3 days to like process it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just clicks. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? It was the gay comment. It was the gay comment and the alone comment.
Will and you say like, what it was again? Because some of my audience might.
Okay. So I was on a live stream and then Nurse Kim went live when I was on there and she announced that she was engaged. Okay. And mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know that, right? But me and Kim are friends. So someone, find out she was engaged? Someone comes in my chat room and tells me. Right. Like, that's annoying, right?
Yep.
So I made some jokes. And I made jokes like, the ink on your divorce papers is still wet. And then I was like laughing. And then I said, but you know what? Thank God. You know, she's been lonely for so long. And we've always wanted him to propose. And that's a joke too, because like, we don't know him. Which, nothing against him or whatever, it's a joke. It's how you handle life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jess was like, Jimmy. She goes on her live stream. She's like, Jimmy, really? There's a time for comedy and there's not a time for comedy. That is not a time. And I'm like, an engagement is not a time? Okay.
What the fuck does she have anything to do with it anyway, though?
And then she was like, I can't comment on it. She's like, you're alone. You don't have anyone or something like that. And I'm like, this bitch, the audacity. And then in the next fucking breath, she's like, oh, you can just blame it on being gay. And I'm like,
wow.
It's like I got fucking gang raped by insults at once. Like one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
that's what she does though.
Yeah. That's her MO. And then like mm-hmm. I just thinking about it after like a few days, I'm like, fuck you. Like fuck off. Yeah. Like fuck all the way off. And that's what prompted the valid truth. I think there was two journeys of truth.
Yep. I think the last one really spoke to me. It's interesting too, because you know, when Rebecca and I met you, one of the first questions we always asked people that we were meeting in the sphere was, what's the deal with Jess, you guys? What are we doing here? Because something's off.
Something's off
here with this one. And I kept trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, she's allowed to have her opinion. She's allowed to say what she wants to say. First Amendment, all that bullshit. You know, I even saw like with the gay summer post and how somebody reported it to the school and all this bullshit. I thought, okay, well, that's what she's doing. I mean, I know what her politics are, whatever. She's not coming. She was coming after Rebecca because Rebecca was speaking out, you know? And I was just like, okay, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She says she's a journalist. She did some good journalistic things when she testified in the TRO hearing. Like she got caught off guard by that. She testified and she talked about her
opportunistic
journalism.
Opportunistic for me when I was there.
We talked about it afterwards. She was excited about it. Of course she was. You could tell when she, because she needs the validation of like media and people seeing her being involved in this and standing for truth. But what I said about it was like, thanks for standing up for journalism. Like, because that's what she said when she was on the stand. So I was like, hey, thanks for standing up for journalism. So I tried to stay away from like any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was still talking shit about Rebecca and she was still talking shit about me occasionally. Mm-hmm. She was always like that girl that Rebecca does the show with, the lesbian, you know, like that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Or the man.
Or the man. Or like, I don't know who he is and shit like that. I'm like, bitch, I have more makeup on than you do. Fuck off.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
That's true.
I mean, I stayed away from it, you know? And then this whole thing with Aiden happened and I watched it and I was like, oh God, she's like one of the most manipulative people I've ever seen. She's like worse than my mother. And then I heard what she said about you. And I was just like, you know, and then Jolene was doing, you know, all the macchiato milk, whatever. And I was like, yeah, this is funny, but this person looks like they're having macchiato looks like she's having like a personal breakdown every time she gets on the stream. And she's got these weird people all around her. This J7 character's crazy. Like, what's going on? And it was really interesting to me because a lot of the people in the community like would stand up for her when we asked those questions in the beginning. And then all at once, it was just like, boom, 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 boom. Everybody fell off and started, you know, speaking the truth. Right. And I'm just like, what happened? Like, what happened that everybody, like, what clicked? Was it something that clicked differently for everybody? Or was it,
I think it was Jolene,
something that happened? Yeah.
I think comedy reveals things. And I think when you reveal it, honest in a certain way, because it wasn't mean. It didn't start off like, it started off like her like showing this like the fight between or the thing between Glare and Turtle Boy and the Baker situation. And when you joke about something and when you're comedic about something, you show a different side and it gets people to see things, you know what I mean? I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably true, too. I mean, I love Jolene, and I love that she makes no excuses for her comedy, because that's what it is comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's roasting people. That's what she does. She roasts people.
Yep.
She's like, welcome to the show. I'm about to roast you bitches. And if you can't take that, then stop being douchebags on the internet. How about that?
Right. Right. Or say something back.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, a Midwest granny. Yes, I'm sorry. I am gay. I am. You know, people like Jimmy and me, we got to come out every day. That's just part of it. You know,
it's just what it is. It's the fight.
I'm very gay. I have to come out every single day to you people. Yeah.
She has the videos to prove it, too. You don't believe her.
Poor Baker. I hope he's OK.
He's fine.
He's a sweet guy.
He can handle it. I have a feeling he's like. And I was waiting. His Valid Truth journey was wild. You watched it?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was reminiscent of what's the screamy old guy? Sean of the Gulf.
Screamy old guy?
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. Who's like
Papa Sean. She's a mother.
She's a mother.
You're a mother. Get a haircut. You're not in freaking eighth grade.
Yeah.
And your husband gave you some money to get a haircut. Look at that fucking mop on your head.
Yeah.
He was so good. I love him.
I love him so fucking much.
He's the best.
1977, Felicia, thanks for the $5. Said most of us unsubscribed when she went after Broken Baker. Yeah, because he's a nice guy. I can't believe the whole
like Claudia, okay. I feel like with the social chart and then
But how do you get sexually assaulted while intercontinental fingering? I don't understand this. It was
who sexually assaulted who? I feel like.
Well, J7 accused him of some sort of like sexual malfeasance, and I'm like, but you guys never met in person. How did that happen? Like
being a deviant, being a sexual deviant.
Oh, I thought she accused him of like something.
No, I think that was Jess said that she felt like he was a deviant because he had hoes. There was like the spaces on Twitter, and this girl was like, I used to talk to Baker. And then another girl came up and she's like, I used to talk to Baker. And I was like, holy shit. And then one of them was like, yeah, at any given time, he has 12 to 40 of us.
On a spaces. Were any of them showing their faces? You can't. Baker's dozen. Oh my God. That's good, Bailey. Yeah. She called him a predator. Yeah. I thought that that's what it was. And I was like, how is he a predator when you guys are like just finger banging over the internet?
Yeah. And you're all over the age of 30.
Right. And then isn't it more like, you know, sexual predator behavior to send somebody a fleshlight and ask them to open it on a live stream?
Yeah. I mean, guys, you both like were like sexual with each other. Like, shut up. You know what I mean? She's sending him fucking butt plugs. He's like, go do Kegels at Home Depot. Whatever. Who cares? Whatever.
Oh, I told the audience we were going to have a safe word for tomorrow. Do you want to come up with a safe word so that we can behave ourselves? Like, if one of us is getting out of control, we should have a safe word. Don't you think? Because I think it could get messy tomorrow. Did Emily ask you to come up with games?
What?
We're not saying felching on the Adam fundraiser. Jimmy, I was thinking pineapple or like cacao.
No. No, I don't want to say for it.
We're just going to friggin' run with it, I guess, huh?
We'll be good. Why am I feeling
Emily's like, can you think of any games I can have you and Jimmy play? I was like, you better figure out a way to corral us because it could end up being messy.
Right. Don't leave us up to our own devices.
No, I was like, keep us reined in, ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
No safe word. Okay.
Because we might be like, Adam, on a scale of completely closed up to gaping, how was your summer? Like,
pineapple! Pineapple felching! Pineapple felching!
Yeah, she can't leave us alone with that. No way.
Oh my God. Tammy, thanks for the tip. You're lovely. You're awesome. Right back at you. I love you. Okay, I have another question.
Mm.
Let's move. I was like, as soon as I started talking about Jess, I was like, ugh, I'm fucking bored already. I don't want to talk about this. Okay.
Right.
Let's talk about Perez.
Okay.
I don't want to go into depth because it's pretty gruesome. It's really hard to watch. And I'll say this. I've never, ever, ever been a fan of his.
Me neither.
I loathe the guy.
Me too.
At the same time, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are we doing? You know? And then, of course, I saw the video because somebody sent it to me. Those fuckers. Did you see the video?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I think it was like some sort of weird ritual that he was trying to do. I don't think it was cool. I don't think it was funny. I think he was trying to be cool. I think he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. I don't think it's a mental breakdown. I'm not blaming it on mental health. No. He's a fucking weirdo and he's a fucking pervert. And I've heard a lot of weird bad stories. So I'm all set. And it was on TikTok. No. No. Where kids are, a lot of kids are on there. A lot of kids are going to see that. That's fucking weird. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah. Anybody who goes on their socials and does shit like that, I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, this is not a call for help. This is a call for views.
For example.
Yes.
If I want to talk to somebody about something or have a conversation or whatever, and they don't get back to me the normal way, but I hear from them on Twitter or online, that's not for me. That's for you.
Yes. When you turn it into content, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he made some dollar bills, off that, right?
whatever he did. I don't know. He got attention. He loves attention. I know that.
He loves it. Yeah. He's been a mess for a few years. I feel like I didn't even remember him. I thought he was gone. I thought he went away. Like
he did.
Oh, you're frozen.
He did for like the last, what, like when he got his name by PerezHilton.com. No one's read that in like 15 years.
No.
I prefer Delisted with Michael K. That, did you ever read that?
I did.
He was, yeah,
I
mean,
I lived in LA when Perez first started, and it was like all over. He was everywhere, all over that town. Like I would see him all the time. He's a big cunt. He's a gaping cunt.
Yeah, he makes us look bad.
Yes, he does. There are several people that make us look bad. He's one of them. He is definitely one of them.
He outs people. Like,
I know. That's when I was like, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. That is not okay. Like, stop doing this to people. Like, why would you do that? Was he the one that outed the basketball players? Do you know what I'm talking about? This was like 10 years ago. And he outed these two. He outed a basketball player, I think. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
He outed a lot of people. And he would like his own personal experiences with people too. He would like share, which is not cool either, I don't think.
Yep. Yeah, the way he did Britney, fuck him for that. Like the way he covered Britney, fuck off.
Good.
Oh, Jeffree Star. Anyone who shits on Britney,
I'm like, get out of here.
No, fuck those people. Jeffree Star is the one who outed the basketball players. You're right. I don't care for Jeffree Star.
I kind of like Jeffree Star.
I don't like Jeffree Star.
I kind of like him. He kind of make there's moments where I'm like, you gay mess. I love it. Yeah. He's such a mess.
But what is it with these like these friggin' little twinks out here outing everybody? Like why? Why are you doing this?
They think it's cool. They think it makes them look cool.
It's so fucked up. It's so
because they're like,
up.
I have information, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's not, that's like you don't know the reason for someone not coming out. And it could be, it's always personal. And like, they are struggling with it. And if they trust you enough to let you know that, and you're going to take that and fucking use it against them and like make their biggest fears come true. Do you remember when were you ever like closeted?
Not really. I mean, I was to parts of my family, but not really, except for like when I was really young, like 15, like when I was in high school.
Okay. Think back to that.
But after that,
it was terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You
worried about violence. I was worried about violence if anybody, because I lived in a small community. If people had found out, I would have had the shit kicked out of me. And I did have the shit kicked out of me.
Right.
So yeah, and when you're doing it to somebody who already is a celebrity or already is in the public sphere, you're fucking with their dollars. You know, like you're fucking with their money. You're fucking with all kinds of shit. You have to like be careful who you're talking about.
I don't think either.
Did everyone in your family know about you or no?
No. No, I mean, some people were like, hey, you owe me $20. I told you, but
yeah,
you know, no. And I came out late. I was like in 21 or 22. I was old.
Were you in school or like what? What was this? Like, how did you come out?
I was in grad school or I was just out of college. I was just out of college. Yeah. And I was working. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of my friends from college, my very close friend, who was the funniest fucking girl ever. She just had a baby, got into a car accident with the baby in the car, on life support, and then died. And I went to go see her in the hospital like that day. And I remember looking at the hospital bed and looking at her and being like, your whole life, like in my mind, I'm like, your whole life was ahead of you. Like you could have done whatever you wanted. You were so funny. Now the road, this is where it ends. Like this is where you get off. It's over. And I'm like, imagine living and not being able to be you or do what you want to do. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, she's here dying by herself. That's going to be me one day by myself.
Oh my God.
That's like, I have to live for myself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I don't care. Like, fuck everybody. I don't care.
Good for you. A different scenario. I had a different scenario. I lived in Texas and I had, in one weekend, I went out and got a chest tattoo, shaved my head, and got my nose pierced. because it was the 90s and I needed to look like a lesbian in order to be identified by my people.
Yeah. If they can't tell from 100 feet away, you're not really a lesbian then.
Right. And so, but my very best childhood friend, his name is Jan. And we met when we were 5 years old. He was like my first boyfriend, but it was so gross that we were both just like, ugh. And then, but we would communicate. He was one of the first people I came out to. And, but he was like such a dude bro where he was like, that's hot. He's like, do you want to hook up with my girlfriend? You know, like that kind of shit. And I was like, no, you fucking asshole. I don't want to hook up with your girlfriend. Although your girlfriend's pretty hot. But, so he would, this was back in the days of like, all we had was email and like AIM. Instant yep. Messenger. And one day he sends me an email and it was like, do you remember how we all used to send around those like email jokes? Like it would be a yep. list of jokes. Yep. You could tell other people in the email. Of course. So he sends me this list of jokes and I'm like, oh, that's really funny. I'm going to forward it to my entire family. And the thing that I didn't notice was at the very bottom of the email, he had attached this like life-size picture of a Playboy centerfold of these two women 69ing on a beach with like long Lee press-on nails and big gold hoops and lots of makeup and big hair. And it was like all you could see were gaping assholes and vaginas. And I had sent it to my entire family.
Vote for Adam.
Vote for Adam. Pineapple, felching, fletching, fisting. see, that's what would happen if we actually had a safe word. We wouldn't be able to carry on. Okay. Wait, I'm not done with this story. There's more to it.
No. Okay, so the email.
So I forward this email to my entire family. And I realize what's at the bottom of it. And you know, you have that time back then when it was dial up where you could see the email sending, but you couldn't really do anything about it to stop yes. it. So I get on the phone. I call my cousins in New Hampshire and I'm like, get on the family computers and delete the email I just sent to everybody. And they're like, what's in the email? And I was like, don't ask questions. Go into everybody, go into the family. And they were like, oh, but the whole family's over right now. And my dad, my Uncle Bruce, who we called Uncle Booby because he looked like a giant boob, is sitting in the like recliner holding court in front of the whole family. And I hear in the background, oh, look, everybody, an email from Melly. He friggin' opened that email in front of grandmothers and children and my mother and all these, the whole family was there. Hey, look, guys, an email from Melly. Opens it, vag, sand in your crack. Like long nailed lesbians all over the place. And I started getting all of the emails and phone calls like, we understand your lifestyle, but we don't need to see it up close and personal like this.
Okay. That's not bad.
My mother
I'm very Jess right now. I'm gonna be very Jess.
Oh shit. Uh oh.
Hello. Hi Brenna, how are you? Good. Thank you so much. My car had to get fixed and it was them. So I just wanted to say it was all that. Good. I even wanted to answer, make sure everything was okay. That's sure. all. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Brianna. Is your car done? Is your car fixed?
She said it was all set. Yeah.
Great.
All set. Great. Wonderful. All set. Be down later.
Pineapple, Brianna. Pineapple. Great. So that's how I came out to my whole entire family all in one fell swoop with visual nice images. It. Some of them were nice about it. My mother was not so nice about it. Everyone else, my grandparents were like, do we need to get your mother some books about the LGBTQ community? Do we need to get her marching in the gay pride parade? I was like,
no. Stop it.
My grandmother goes, does she need some pamphlets from PFLAG?
Oh! That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, your grandma sounds fucking awesome. Is she still alive?
She was great. She just died in January. But she was like 94. Damn. Yeah.
She sounds awesome.
Oh my God. She was amazing. She had the best like descriptive one-liners. Like if she didn't like the way someone looked, she would go, that lady's uglier than a cotload of assholes.
Was she Irish?
No.
What was her nationality? You're German, right? Too?
No, I'm Scottish. Yeah, mostly Scottish.
Do you know Nicola?
No.
Nicola is a viewer who's from Scotland. You don't.
I just came back from Scotland. No, I was there in May.
Oh, she's the best. She just yells in Scottish all the time.
I love it.
At me mostly for like mispronouncing her name. She like goes on. Oh, she's so fucking funny.
I love it. I have a few Scottish fans in the community, and a couple like sent me before I went to Edinburgh. They sent me a list of like all the places to go, and they were right about everything. And I didn't want to leave. I love that place so much. I love my people, my white people with their accents.
Dude, I mean, she's like, yeah, there is one. She's like yelling at Jess. She's like, Jess Machado, facts are funa. You're saying this prison me theater, my love. What's the matter? I can't understand what she says.
I'm Jimmy, trying to like, that is so good.
I'm trying to get better. Is it okay? Is it okay? I'm trying to get better.
It's really good. It's really good. I think it
sounded like Italian in the beginning. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm like 2% Italian and the rest is Scottish.
Me too. I'm Italian and Scottish. Me too. She actually have it. I think I have it. It's like Jason.
Wait, you actually have audio? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she like yells. She just yells on her Twitter. And then I realized she had a YouTube, which I didn't know about.
Amazing.
And
wait, let me see her YouTube then.
Play this shit for you quick. I'll send it to you too.
Okay.
Where is it? Oh, she went live. She never goes live. She's only done 3 live streams. She did one 7 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
Look at this little tramp. Okay, hold on. Where is it? Where is it? Right here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is she? No, not in the car. This one right here. Nope. You sit, you spin, you send in prison, me say after me love. Where is it?
Stunning.
Facts are funny. Jess Machado, get a fucking grip. Stop saying my fucking name. Stop sending your people at me. It's weird.
Weird.
If you cannot handle being laughed at, for fun, on your head. What the fuck? You need to go out and get a fucking job. That's not for you, mate. That's not for you.
Oh my god.
Would you want me to be with you? You're fucking kidding me. I'm going to take that. Just not. You don't know where I'm going. Oh,
so good.
How great.
So good. I love it. I love that accent. So oh my god.
I'm gonna send you her, I'll send you her YouTube. She's so
please
cute.
Do. Okay, listen, BB King, this is we're not going over Better Rose letters.
Oh, BB King, is so great.
I'll do it on Monday with Rebecca when we're being serious and shit.
Is that the one that yells at me all the time on Twitter?
I don't know. But I'm just telling you, this ain't it.
Nah. Is there gay stuff in the Better letter? No, is it Better Rose, like, is he recounting days of yesteryear when he was at camp, jacking off with his bunkmates? We don't want to fucking hear about it.
Can you imagine Benro? I can't. I mean, I guess I could imagine it, but it would be so out of character and weird.
I can't imagine that from Benro.
Who's the gayest person in the Karen Reediverse?
Us.
No, I mean like the characters.
Who's not?
Not like the creators, the people in the trial, like from the trial. Us, Nagel. No shit. Who?
Nagel.
Oh, Julie.
Gay Jeff.
Well, yeah, but that's. But we know that. Wait, gay Jeff? Maybe gay Jeff. Nagel. Okay, of the guys, who besides Jeff?
Brian Albert.
Really? Yeah. I was going to say Higgins. Yeah, nah. See, V knows. I was going to say Higgins.
I don't think Higgins. I mean, Higgins, he's queer.
I think Higgins had a big hard-on for John.
You do?
I do. I think that was part of the problem that night. He was like, Karen wasn't talking to him, but I think he was more upset that John wasn't talking to him.
Do you think he wanted to have a...
Yep. Yep. Swingers. Yep.
He can't even get an erection, though. Well, he couldn't.
Higgy?
Listen, if we go over those text messages, when she went over and then nothing, and well, he's like, sorry, but there's something wrong or whatever. I'm like, you got too drunk and couldn't get hard.
He's got whiskey dick because he drinks a lot of, you know, Jameson gingers.
I think he stopped, though. He's skinny recently.
Well, he's probably GLP-1 in it.
Okay, that could be true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got whiskey dick, but I do think that he was gay for JOK.
So you think he was like, hey, if I kiss Karen, that's kind of like kissing John.
Okay. Yeah. If I kiss Karen, maybe he'll accidentally touch my dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. That's what I think. But you think Brian Albert, huh?
I think Brian Albert fucks whatever. And so, and you know who told me that? Sean on the golf.
Well, it's obviously
true. He's like, he's one of those guys. He doesn't care. Guy, girl, he doesn't give a shit. Like,
that's true. That's true.
And he has pictures.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Well, let me show you a photo that Sean.
No, I agree. You can show me the photo, but I can see it. I can see it because he just wants to be in control of everybody.
And he has that face. He has that gay face. If you look at him when he was younger, he has that gay face. He does. You know, a face that looks like it just wants to suck a dick. He has
that face. That's what I think of Colin's face. Colin's got a gay face.
Me too.
Colin is the gayest of the gay, I think. I think that's why he's so angry.
And you know their little brother looks like Demon Twink. Do you remember Demon Twink?
No. Who's Demon Twink?
Google it right now.
Oh, shit.
I want you to read the story of the Demon Twink, and I need to see you get into it.
Internet slang for a slender, youthful gay man who lacks a grounding. No.
Demon Twink put Britney Spears' boat.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to put Britney Spears.
Okay.
Something's got to come up. Oh, my God. Viral tweet explained. Okay. The term Demon Twink originated from a viral Twitter X post by DJ Ty Sunderland during a free Britney-themed boat party in New York City. It refers to a chaotic party goer who threw a drink at the DJ equipment, refused to leave the stage, and was later spotted openly engaging in an explicit act in the VIP area. Are there
Britney? Yeah, getting his ass eaten in front of everyone, and everyone fucking stormed in and kicked him off the boat. Demon Twink. And there's one blurry photo of him that ever surfaced online. It looks like Dylan.
The younger brother of Colin.
Yep.
Demon Twink. Wait, is this a picture? No, there's nothing in that picture. You're going to have to send me the picture because I'm not seeing it.
Got it. Got you. Already got you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait, 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 wait. Is this him? Literally, so what if I got my ass ate on a boat in New York? Sue me. Oh, hold on. Is this him? Hold on. Where the fuck is it? I have to look for Demon Twink in my tabs. Hold on a second.
These are the stories. These are the issues.
Is this him over here on the right? The one that says,
"Yeah, what's the blurry photo?"
Literally, so what if I got my ass ate on a boat in New York? Sue me, bitches.
Yes.
That's him with his tongue out with the blurry?
Yes.
Oh, my Christ.
That's Demon Twink. Because someone had tweeted, thanks for ruining the party, some fucking Demon Twink threw a drink at the DJ. And so that kind of got going.
I think I love him, and I am going to have to go on a deep, deep, deep rabbit hole about this guy.
It was one of those things that, like, it just catches on.
Jimmy taught us about what bug chasing was in class. What's bug chasing, Jimmy?
What?
What's that? What's bug chasing, Jimmy?
You don't know?
I don't.
So there is a sect of the gay community. Listen, gays.
Wait, is this about the hamsters?
No, 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 no. It's different.
That's an old.
That's called Adam Deitching.
Pineapple. Misting.
Sorry, it's silly Friday. Get it out. Okay, so there are a lot of sects of S-E-C-T-S, of the gay people that are insane, right? They're just, the things they, I mean, we're nuts, we're cuckoo, but the things they do, you're like, I can't fucking defend this. Sorry, I love you guys. I don't think anyone should, like, drag you down the street, but, like.
Simmer.
Please stop it, right? Bug chasers. which is now what someone calls me whenever they send me a Venmo. They're like, here you go, you little bug chaser, is when it's like collecting STDs and they want the most. Stop. Most importantly, they want the HIV ones.
Why?
Because they think it's like getting, this is fucking disgusting. I'm just going to share right now. This is fucking gross. They think it's like getting pregnant because it virally like changes your DNA. So they think it's like, it's like they feel like a woman. You know what I mean? Like, it's
are they like, under the umbrella of the looks maxing community? Is that what, is this like a part of looks maxing?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know what, this isn't even in a fucking umbrella. This is all the way on another planet.
Fuck, but that is way worse than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I really thought you were going to tell me a hamster story. Like, do you remember, do you know the stories of the hamsters and the tubes and all that?
In Richard Gere. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Limmy Winks. I mean, they used to call me, they used to say I was smuggling gerbils.
Right.
There was a there was a thing, Auntie Deb's gerbil. Someone like someone's candle was that. It was fucking hysterical.
Oh my God, what is wrong with people?
It's like, funny though.
But no, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the bug chasing.
I don't know. I got enough issues.
Bitches, you know what pisses me off about that? Because I'm an old gay. I'm like, you have no idea how.
Well, right, right. Right, like you're from like the original recipe of the 80s.
You where, Gen Z little fuckers.
Right, they are too. They don't know how good they have it. And even I feel like I had it good and I even still didn't have it good. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, I was around. That was one of my first like volunteer things I did was when I lived in Dallas, I used to do the Vans HIV testing. So I would go out with a team and we would literally go out to the clubs and we would offer free testing like on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when they had just first started doing rapid testing so you could get rapid results. We weren't legally allowed to give anyone the results within 24 hours. So I would be looking at a swab, seeing it was positive and like watching that boy walk into a club and I couldn't do anything about it. It was awful. And then I had to tell them the next morning. And it's just like, I mean, I obviously wasn't around when it was like the 90s or 80s or whatever, when people were really dying, but it was still really fucking bad. And the idea that a generation now, like well after us is.
I'm glad it's gone, kind of.
Yeah, me too.
But like, even with the education of it, I remember thinking one, I was definitely going to get it.
Yeah.
Two, you get it from having sex. I didn't know anything else. I just thought they're saying you have an echo. I don't hear, but they're saying you do.
Oh, weird. I don't know why. I hear it now. Go ahead.
Hi. So, you good?
I'm back.
Is she good?
No, it's still there.
How do you know?
I can hear it. It's got to be coming from you. Do you have me playing out loud? Like instead of in earphones.
Is it earphone? Like, I don't know. Is it gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yep, it's gone.
Charlie wants me to ask you if you know. Do you know about snippies?
I don't know about snippies.
Oh,
I'm old. I'm an old gay.
Oh, okay. Let's have fun.
Do it. Oh, snippies. Are you talking about poppers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Give your phone.
Uh huh. You want me to look this up? Do you?
Nope. Just go on your phone. Tell me when you go to your internet browser.
Okay. I'm there.
Is there any way you could make me a little bit smaller and you a little bit bigger? Because I really want your, I really feel like getting the straight raw reaction from you is what the people are going to need.
Like this?
Perfect.
Okay.
Hold on. Ooh, hold on. Actually, this is going to be fun. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Well, I give me one, just one quick snack.
Listen, you guys, I'm a monogamous lesbian. I'm not out there doing sniffing.
Right, and gays are way fucking more insane. The lesbians are like literally the most like normal. Like they know how to get everything done. They can fix a light socket and like tell you a joke. Gays are like, give me bugs. Like it's, they're fucked up, dude. Like,
I'm already on a private browser. Don't worry about me. I know.
Oh, no. You got to go on regular.
Oh, shit. Really?
Hi.
Is the NSA going to put me on some fucking list or something? Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Mel. Let's take the Snippies journey.
First of all, I think that you're saying Snippies with P's and not F's. Please. And I'm like, what could this be?
I'm going to, in the private chat, tell you what to type in.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like this, and that's how you spell it. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm doing it now.
Walk me through your next steps.
It's coming up with AI, first of all.
No.
Do you want me to hit click on the app?
What do you see?
I see AI, and then I see the Sniffies app.
And what does the Sniffies app say?
Cruise the map.
There you go.
I figured that was the one. Okay. And now it says cruise now. Should I do that?
Yeah, go ahead and just peruse around and just, you know, tell me what you think or see or whatever.
Okay, I see my location. Oh my God. Look at all those dicks. Look at all those butts. Look at that asshole. Oh my God, why are there so many dicks? There's so many dicks around me. Is this just for dicks? Where are you?
Did you see any locations yet? What's going on at your local Home Depot?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Well, I'm right next to a Home Depot because of course I am. But there's no one doing anything in my Home Depot right now. There's probably some gym action going on. Age check. When were you born? I'm not going to tell you.
Yep. And then once you go on, I want you to see if you get any messages instantly.
Oh, come on. I'm a lesbian. Do they not see? Do I need to take a picture of my vagina? Okay. Drag and drop the shape over its matching outline. Fucking even somebody who was on Poppers could do this.
That's true.
That didn't match up. Oh, I got a butt plug.
Yeah, the butt plug one is easy.
I got it. Is it? I don't see it.
Just match it up with the other butt plug. Okay.
I got my Rita's on. Oh, do I have to spin it around?
No. You got to find the one that's going in the same like direction as.
Fuck's sake. Okay.
Is this a gay test? You trying to match butt plugs?
Gay test. Like the lesbians can't match butt plugs, apparently. Oh, God. Who's this guy? Nope. Can I swipe left or something?
Just go on your map.
Into oral, make out, and jerk off.
Who's that? A neighbor?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Go to like zoom, like inch the screen. And I want you to go to a place and see if you see any places pop up.
I thought that's what I just did. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna pick a dick pic here. Okay, this guy, he's well hung. Oh my God. He's a quarter of a mile from me. And the only thing it's Jesus Christ, he's huge. The only thing it says is 8.5 uncut. And that's it. And then I got another. Oh, gross.
So in the bottom right corner.
This guy. Okay, hold on a second. This guy has eczema all around his dick. That's not okay. Okay. Do what now?
Click on the button in the bottom right corner.
on the three dots?
It's the people? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I already have messages. I got four. Nope. Oh my God. I don't have four. I have 100. I have like 100. Oh my God. Why? What's wrong with people, these guys?
Yeah. You thought Grindr was bad? You thought Grindr was bad.
Honey, I have been on this app for 5.7 seconds. What's wrong with boys?
What's wrong with gays?
But no, it's not just gays. Come on. There's something like, I need you to explain it to me. Like I'm five. Oh my God. I just got 10 more. Oh my God. I'm worried for these boys.
We all are.
Oh, I can't look at it. I can't look at it anymore.
That's Sniffies. That's what they wanted me to show you.
Jesus.
This is what I inform my audience on. If you guys are feeling educated, Auntie Deb channel, you learn a lot.
I think it's good of you to do this. I think it'll save people. Here's the thing. I want to understand. I understand that men have needs. Where can you put your face back on?
Yep, I feel like
I'm talking to myself. Okay, I missed you. Okay. I feel
feeling,
like
you, you okay? You doing okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I understand that men have needs, but is it that much? Like, is it that like every second of the day?
No, I don't think so. Not for me.
But then why did I just get 100 like hookup requests?
Because gays are out of their fucking mind. That's what it is. Because it's wild. It's what I mean. They just push and push and push. And that's why I'm saying, like, I can't defend you guys anymore.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. Like, I know that there are good guys out there. Obviously, it's not all men.
Right.
But I do worry about my gay boys because I'm like, how are you guys going to meet a nice guy?
No. What do you mean? That's not real.
I mean, like, you're a nice guy. I want you to meet a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, there are other nice guys, but I'm not, no. Mm-mm.
I mean, you can have your kinks. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do in the bedroom, but I want you to be like a good human too.
I also don't know if I would ever trust another person not to.
Really?
I mean, look at what's going on. Like, look at them. Yeah. Like, they're whores.
Yeah.
Gay men are whores.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, anytime I've been in a relationship with like a bisexual woman, I'm like, I don't care if like you want to have sex with men. That's not like you're bisexual. That's cool. You have to tell me so that I can stop having sex with you. Just because I don't want to. I don't want to get diseases. Like, I don't want to get HIV. I don't want to get any STDs. So like, I get it. But Jesus. I mean, then that's why the HIV epidemic was so rampant. But I hate that they sold it as the gay disease. The only reason it was gay it was rampant within the gay community is because boys were having sex a lot. But it's not just a gay disease. Like, it was like, what was his name? Ryan White. Like, mm-hmm. That kid got it from a blood transfusion or like from the needle at a dentist's office. You know, people were so uneducated in the beginning and now,
so badly.
You know, but then again, there were all those conspiracy theories. Do you believe the conspiracy theories that it was like created in a lab to take out gay people? Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Reagan.
All of a sudden, like, crack shows up in New York City and completely like takes over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people like, yep. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. I know.
I wouldn't be surprised, especially like, cause a lot of, I mean, with HIV, a lot of black women got it because in like, for like the black community, it's like being like gay is like so bad. So their husbands would go cheat on their wives, come home and give it, like, you know what I mean? So it's sad. It's sad. Like, a lot of this shit comes really from sadness, like a sad place. So
I know. I'm like, how did we get so dark here all of a sudden? But I mean, I get it. It's just, you know, the history is sad, but the history is sad for a lot of different people. That's why we have to have gay summer. And that's why fuck Jess Machado.
Word on that.
Fuck.
You know what's so funny is that, like, on the first one of the first conversations, and I don't know why I don't trust my intuition and my gut, but one of the first conversations we had, I'm like, oh, like, in my mind, I remember thinking, like, oh, she doesn't see gay people as like equal to straight people. Nope. She didn't say it wasn't anything specific. It was like these little tells. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I saw again, the way that she was talking about her own kid.
That's not that.
Yeah, no.
That's not that rare for people to think that way. So you just kind of, do you forgive it? I don't know.
I mean, I think it was when she turns it into politics too. That's when it started to stick out to me. Like, she talked about going to some thing event in New Hampshire, and she was like, this, you know, fucking gay pride parades. Like, we don't need to see your shit on display or whatever that was that she said. I'm paraphrasing. Don't come at me, Macchiato. But when I heard that, I was like, you took the time out of your day to go online and rant about this thing so everybody can understand your politics and that you hate the gays and blah, blah, blah. And maybe you don't even hate the gays, but you're using it for clicks. But you know what I mean? So it's just like, when I saw that, I was like, are we going to have issues? But she likes me. Do you know that?
I think she does too.
She does. I can tell. She might be a little gay for me, actually. When she says my name, she has a softness to it. When she says that goddamn Rebecca and Mel, like, she says it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I can tell.
A lot of women like you. A lot of women, like, you know, I've seen it in chat rooms a lot, in my chat room when, like, you come on afterwards, like, I've seen the things, like, I'm a married woman, but, like, you know, they, you do it
well,
to
Well, I was
them,
a so. Lesbian at one point in my life.
Okay. What up, Ellen? You bitch.
I did walk a red carpet with Katy Perry and Kesha.
Okay, and that's not a reference to Jess Machado, by the way, when we say red carpet. It's just her walking on it.
It's just me walking on a plain old red carpet, no pubes anywhere, nothing.
What were we saying?
I don't know. Kesha.
I love Kesha.
I do too. I didn't like her when I first met her because I think she was like, and she was also... the reason I met her is because we were at this big, they had this lesbian event called, do you know Dinah Shore?
No.
Okay. So it's this huge event that happens out in Palm Springs every year. It hasn't been around for a few years, and it's Palm like Springs. Just a gathering of all the Lebanese in the area and people who fly in, and they bring in a bunch of celebrities, and there are shows, and there's a white party, and they put all of the lesbians on the red carpet and da-da-da. So Katy Perry was headlining one year, Kesha was headlining one year, and I was a filmmaker, and I had just made like a series about that had like lesbian characters in it, and so they put me on the red carpet. But Kesha, I think she was like, my agents didn't tell me this was a lesbian event. Like, mm-hmm. She would be sitting on the couch just like into herself and like staring at her phone, and like just she seemed scared and really like you couldn't like not approachable.
Maybe she was struggling with her own things.
She probably was. The music industry is a shit show. So
also, like, for like gay pride parades over here, like, you think that's bad? Like, have you ever seen Folsom? Do you know what Folsom is? Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, you think that's bad? Like, they're demon twinking out here in the streets, literally in front of you. I want to highlight. Can you highlight Super Planner Girl Amanda's comment at 121?
Super Planner Girl, I got you. No, you said that to her. Super Planner. Okay.
So she says, I'm in a tough spot right now, needing to tell my dad about my teen being gay. She asked me to do this. He is severely homophobic, talking to my therapist about it, but I'm scared.
Amanda, are you saying that from your perspective, you're scared, or is that coming from your kid?
I think she's scared to tell her dad.
I understand. It's not easy. I'll say that, but
also you don't have to. I don't think you have to.
Say whatever
you should talk to your teenage daughter about what he's like and about like people in that generation and how they think. And it's nothing personal. It's not like he hates her. It sounds like the teenage daughter or the girl, whatever, like wants to almost get the reaction from the grandfather.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be good. Like they grew up, like when you grow up in that age and you're in that generation, like your whole life, your morals, the church, everything, your belief system, you're asking them to question that.
Why, Amanda, when you say that you need to tell him, what is the need you're talking about? Like, why do you need to tell him? Because the thing is, she's going to come out on her own. She's going to tell, maybe you have a need to tell him because you don't want her to do it. Like, maybe you're trying to soften the blow.
No, I think the teenager was saying, like, tell her.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She wants to put it out there, which is fine.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, if the teen wants to tell the grandfather, and Amanda is feeling like she has to tell the grandfather first to soften the blow before he finds out or before her daughter comes out to him or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe she wants to be known and loved for who she is, but she's not going to be. If the grandfather is severely homophobic, she is not going to be. That's not going to happen.
It doesn't help when you see people like Jess, who talks the way she does about gay folks, knowing that, you know, her daughter might be questioning something. So it is tough. And you see a lot of people being outspoken about, if my kid was gay, I'd blah, 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 blah. I mean, I heard that too. Like, even though my grandparents were super cool when I came out, I heard if any of my grandkids are gay or date a black person, I'm disowning them. And of course, I did both and didn't get disowned. They had to get over themselves. But I also didn't really come out. I was kind of forced out because of the way I came out. But I think it really, I want to say it comes down to like love. But sometimes people like Jess, maybe people like your dad, let those like hateful thoughts and like the being scared of other sort of supersedes their love. So that's the only part. That's where you have to be careful, I think.
Right. And you don't know like what, like how bad is it? Is it this bad where like he, if she was living with him, would he kick her out of the house? Mm-hmm. Would he get physically like react to it and like freak out? Like what's the, like the level of how bad it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it like, oh, ew, like what? Well, because there's a, it all depends, I think. I don't know.
She's almost six. She's, because she asked me to, that's what the need feel. That's where, what the need feeling comes from. She's almost 16, has been solid on this since she was 13.
Yeah.
Yes. Shit will hit the fan if he just finds out. Yeah.
Did you know she was a lesbian? Like, is she like kind of tomboyish? Is it kind of obvious to where like, you really don't need to tell him kind of thing? Like, mm-hmm. That's why I'm being thoughtful.
Oh, it's a religious thing.
I think he will be hurt. He will think she is a big sinner. He will probably need a lot of time to be anywhere okay with. Okay, so it sounds like he could come around.
Well, it's a religious thing, I think. That's a tough one. I'll say this. So, Lindsay.
What do you think about that?
Well, my partner, Lindsay, she doesn't really give herself a label. Like, we met and we fell in love. She was married to and dating men before that. But when she came out to her dad is a very strict Mormon, very old school. And he was really upset, like cried, was really upset. He loved me. That's the thing. He ended up like he and I have a great relationship. We're like besties. Like I go out to the wood shop with him. I go hunting with him. I like, you know, he'll text me and just check in. He and his wife like have completely accepted me into the family and love me so hard. But he was really upset. And then the reason why he was upset is because it was his own personal religion. And the problem is that I don't know if he's fully like, if he fully understands, because his religion does stop him from fully understanding. And I think probably he still thinks that we're sinners and he probably thinks that we're going to hell. And that's what he's most sad about, which is weird. But he also loves us. Like I can feel his love, even though I know he doesn't totally agree with who I am, or who she is. And so you kind of have to find that balance and figure out what's okay for you is what I would say.
Right.
Because it's up to your daughter, you know, and it's up to you and your comfort level around these folks. And also I would say, don't assume he's going to react a certain way.
That's true too.
Because I really thought her dad was going to disown her, would never want to meet me. I wouldn't be invited to any family functions. Now it's like they text me and they're like, when are you guys coming to see us? Come stay at the house. Come, you know, like they have completely like made me part of the family and they love me and I can feel it. But I didn't think it was going to be that way. And I expected it to not be that way. And I was very wrong. And I don't agree with the religious aspects of it that he might feel, but I don't question very much because I can feel his real love. So you have to figure out what is a boundary for you. Your daughter's got to figure out what is a boundary for her. If it comes down to a couple of weeks of him being really angry and not speaking with you, but then on the other side, after doing like soul searching and shit, and then he comes around, that 2 weeks is worth it, in my opinion, because that's what Lindsay's dad did. He took like a week. He cried about it. He talked to his wife about it. He was really upset about it. And then he called her and crying on the phone on Father's Day said, I was wrong. I love you. And nothing outweighs that. I'm going to get teary. So I give people time. And I think that the thing that you want to, if he becomes violent or he tries to kick somebody out of the house, or if he says, I don't want to talk to you, like you can walk away from that and you can give them the space that they need. You know what I mean? And then they might come around. And if they don't, that's kind of on them and you have to make decisions for your life. That's the way I look at it. Any other thoughts, Jimmy?
I mean, based on what they said, I feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a lot of people, I mean, it was so accepted to not agree with it. Like fucking 20 years ago, you go into Target and they're taking Tinky Winky off the shelves because he had a triangle that was upside down. Now you go into Target and it's like, happy gay pride, gays. Here's your rainbow colored shopping cart. Here, have a butt plug while you go down aisle 8. We love you homos. Like you never, like you don't know. So you know, you never know. And like, it's so quick and people change their minds quickly. And like, they could just react like on something and you just, people will surprise you. You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I would say too. I used to really assume that everybody was going to hate me or want to hurt me and never speak to me again. I mean, when I first did come out when I was younger, a lot of my friends who were really religious, they were like, we'll pray for you, you know, and they would drop scripture. They would like literally tear pieces of scripture out of the Bible and like stick them in my car window. Like people in Texas are another breed, you know. I would come out from work and I would have a napkin from the Applebee's I worked at that said, you know, some people deserve to be hated, that kind of shit. And they would put it on my car. So there are really hateful people out there. And some of those people are in your family. And that's just because they don't know how to deal with their own feelings. But you really can't, in this day and age, especially, you can't figure out what someone's going to do before they do it. So you kind of have to let them do the thing they're going to do. And take some time and space. That's all.
Maybe she should tell him.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
like
I was saying.
Like the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because the thing is, if your dad, Amanda, thinks of you as a buffer, he's going to take all of his anger out on you.
And you're going to feel defensive. And
Which means that like your kid, if she wants to, should be, but do it in like a respectful way. Just be like, I know you don't agree with this, but this is who I am. And it's important for me to tell you who I am because I want you to still love me. And I find that when a parent or a grandparent is dealing with that conversation, it's a little bit more palatable. But when there's a buffer being like, Dad, I have something to tell you. My kid is gay. He's going to be like, well, what did you do? You know, like my mother, the thing she said to me her entire life is, like, what did I do to make you turn out this way? You know, which is such bullshit. Oh, yeah.
Or but you got it like, from, who'd you get it from?
It's like a victim mentality, though. And it's like, no, like, let the kid, if she feels comfortable with it, let her do it. That's what I would say.
I think if you want him to know, put on your big gay pants and do it, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do it. Because, like, yes, you are her mother, but he is your father. So it's like... you know what I mean? Like you want to do things for her, but also like you have a parent relationship too with him. So I wish straights could feel the weight of deciding to come out or not. That's like, I think they do when they have to decide, like, do I want to be gluten-free or not? You know what I mean? Same thing. Same thing.
That's why I'm like, I have to come out every fucking day. Like someone, I mean, most people know that I'm gay because of my, like, because of the way I look, because of my haircut, whatever. But there are so many times, and I'm sure you deal with this all the time, especially like being in like the straight male world, if you ever are. But like, if I go play tennis and there are new people and they're all like, my husband this, my husband that. And they're like, what's your husband do, Mel? And I'm like, my husband's name is Lindsay and she's in biotech.
You're like, I'm the husband.
Yeah. But it's like every single day you have to go, okay, I'm going to have to say this thing and you have to like figure out, are people going to get real awkward or are they going to be totally fine and not give a shit? Or are they going to get mad or disgusted? Or, you know, like you have to worry about what other people are going to do. And we really shouldn't have to. So
that's why there's this thing called like in the 70s, this like gay manifesto book that I was reading because someone asked me like, how come I'm afraid of gay people that they're going to like, if I got into a fight with them, they're going to tell me everything about myself and like, they're so good at that? And I was like, well, hold on. I want to find something for you too. I was like, well, I'm like that from in this book, it says that like before, like when you're gay being younger, like people tell you, they're like, why does he talk like a girl? He doesn't want to play. Hey, why does he want to play with Barbies instead of go outside and play football? And it's like, you already know where you're safe and not safe. So you kind of have to like scan a room before you even go into it to see like what, so you can get really good at reading people and you know what kind of reaction you're getting. So do I got to make myself quiet? So I avoid conflict. Do I got to what? So you kind of like check people before anything. Cause it's like a survival kind of thing. Yep.
Absolutely. Casey said my dad had a really hard time when I went through a strict vegan phase, so I get it. My cousin, Amy, who is also gay, she went through a vegetarian phase, and I'll never forget my grandmother. We were having a big dinner, and my cousin Amy was like, "Nan, don't forget, I'm vegetarian now." And my grandmother was like, "Oh, I know, I made a dish for you." She's like, "Oh, that's amazing, Nan, what'd you make me?" And she goes, "Chicken fricassee." And my cousin was like, "Nan, I'm vegetarian." She's like, "It's just a little chicken." "It's just a little chicken." It was like, "Oh, Nan." Nan just said, like, they could, that generation does not, just doesn't, like, there are things that they will never understand, you know?
If I send you a little clip, can we watch it? And then I have
absolutely
to go to my car. Okay.
Yeah, I have to jump off here too. But
this is funny, and I think this is a fun way of ending things.
Yes, let's do it.
I'm going to send it to you.
By the way, I love you, and thank you for being here.
I love you so much. We got to do a weekly thing. Yourself. We have to do like a thing. I don't know if it's covering Drag Race or just a gay thing, but I want to do a thing.
We could do something like this like once a week too. This would be great. I mean, I'm having a good time. Yeah. Okay. Send it over to me. Oh, did you do it in private chat?
Go.
Okay. Talk.
It's amazing. I love it. It's 9 seconds and it's so fucking funny.
Okay, wait a minute. I know this person.
You might know, yeah.
Well, I also used to have a pretty big following on TikTok. Ooh. I was during the panty, I was
pansexual demic.
I was doing streams every day. We had a pretty big audience. Okay, the gay agenda with Mel and Jimmy. Yeah.
I like that.
All right. I like it too. Where's that TikTok? Oh, there it is. Okay, we ready? Am I freezing? No.
You were first. All
right. Here we go.
No offense, but are you straight or gay?
Yes, I'm straight, honey. Straight. Hetero. 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 No offense, but are you straight? Yes, I'm straight, honey. Straight. Hetero. No offense, but are you straight?
Oh my God, I love it so much. Where'd you go? It's just me. It's so funny and it's so true. People who are like, can I ask you a question? Are you? And you already know what's going to come out. And you're like, yep.
Mm-hmm. I shut down. I was like, bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. I love you. You're amazing. Let's try to do, we'll try to figure something out. We're both really busy, but we can do it.
All right.
Bye, I will guys. See you thank tomorrow, 7:45. I'll see you later. Okay, bye. Oh, you guys, that was a good show. That was fun. We love our Jimmy Jams. You guys are so amazing. Sorry I didn't get through a ton of comments. We were just like on a roll and talking and you know how it goes. But anytime you have gay questions, you know who to reach out to. It's going to be one of us, obviously. I love you all very much. And I am going to jump off. We will see you tomorrow over on Emily C's channel for the Adam Deitch fundraiser, where Jimmy and I are going to hold our tongues. Or else we're going to be screaming fisting or pineapple or whatever it was that we came up with. Okay. Love you all very much. I will see you tomorrow. Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, allegedly. I'm Smile.
Happy Monday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie. Happy gay summer, Mel.
Happy hump day, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm not humping anybody. I'm Rebecca Lavoie.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
Oh, no.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and my mic is muted.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and that's Briscoe.
And welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we swat the haters aside with our astute takes and humor and joy.
Oh, the joylessness of those people. Blags.
You hear it first in the break in the story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth and the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look. It's not the truth, there's a shadow lying running through the room. Something's off, something's off. You can feel it in the bones. Something's off, something's off. When the facts won't come home. Something's off, something's off. And the case won't stay in place. Something's off. We're the ones who chase.
This is literally because it's 100. It's been happening for the past like day.
Oh dear God. Everywhere's a hot spot when Dr. Wolf was on the TV. Am I right? Everywhere is a hot spot when Dr. Wolf is on the TV. I'm sorry. This is very funny.
What are you laughing about?
Because you're just sitting there waiting for the video to start.
I was listening this whole time.
Listening to what? You're not playing anything. And now you're frozen. God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me text Mel. Let me call Mel. I'm going to call Mel.
No, I'm not answering your call. I'm not doing it. Why is it? Oh, Jesus.
Maybe go back on the Wi-Fi.
I am back on the Wi-Fi. Can you hear me now? Should we do the show now? Rebecca? Rebecca, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Hello, internet. Hello.
Hello? Hello, worldwide interwebs. Can you hear me? Let's do this. I have to look at my phone over here.
We're gonna go members only. We're the ones who chase. Yeah, we're the ones who chase. Wait, did that witness just blink three times? Something's up.